Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
In 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
It's time for the Rundown with Rob Sanders.
Well, we're waiting.
And welcome into the Rundown on Fox Sports Radio 1400 around the world on the iHeartRadio app. My name is Rob Sanders. Thanks for joining us today. Jacked up on Sprite Zero and hopes, dreams, and everything else today. Sort of like the folks that are going to be we're going to be talking about today. And it's like this is like one of the best parts of the year when it comes to hopes and dreams with college football. Because everybody thinks that, all right, we got a shot. Today we're going to talk about scheduling stuff. And we'll take questions like the folks that are doing stuff online here. Papa B says, do you think Penny Hardaway will survive at Memphis in light of the level one allegations? Look, do you really think Memphis cares? I mean, we could talk about that for a second. I mean, didn't they? They had Coach Calipari there, right? I mean, they don't really care about much as far as the basketball goes. We'll see how that works out. But today what I did was I went week by week through the college football season. And I highlighted games that I think are going to be, there'll be games that I will be watching. Now, I got to be honest with you. I'm going to show you some of these games I'm going to tell you are going to be shoved down your throat by the four-letter network, and they're going to expect you to care. But in reality, you probably shouldn't. These are games that I think that I will be watching, whether it's from just a, I think it's going to be a good game perspective, or maybe there's somebody that wants to put money on it. Little things like that. And I'll give you ideas pretty much, or examples pretty much for each game. But we're going to start on week one. Basically, I wrote notes for each week. And I'm calling them, we'll do the week zero games first. These games are on August the 27th. Now, let's make sure we understand. There is a slew of games here that are not very good, okay? But we're going to watch as much as possible because everybody is missing football, and if you probably watch two middle school teams go at it if they put it on TV. But we'll start with August the 27th. The best game in week zero is Northwestern plays Nebraska. Ladies and gentlemen, this game will be in Dublin, Ireland. Why are those two teams there? I honestly don't know. Still, people will be watching that game with the bated breath there. That is an interesting matchup. It's the best matchup of Power 5 teams that week. Baylor man with a good point. Any college football games is better than no college football games. Good point, sir. Let's move to week one. Now, we'll start with on Thursday, September the 1st, West Virginia plays at Pitt. These two teams used to play each other every year, called it the backyard brawl. I wonder if it'll still have the same bite to it, but still, Thursday night matchup, going to be really interesting. I also like TCU playing at Colorado. That's on Friday night, and, you know, we'll be into the high school mode. Some folks go to those high school games. But if you're staying at home, TCU playing at Colorado, I think that'll be an interesting matchup as well. Then you look to Saturday, September the 3rd. There are a slew of good games. But the three that I think are going to be really, really out there that are going to have a lot of national interest, Georgia and Oregon in the Dome at Atlanta. I know that matchup was set before Lanning went out to Oregon, but still. Takes his team into Georgia, by the way, against Georgia, even though it's in Atlanta. The whole neutral site thing. Still, one of the more interesting matchups there. Utah playing at Florida. Imagine that. Florida not playing on the road in the first week of the season. Yeah, you got to come here because we're Florida. We're not going to schedule anybody outside of Florida. That's not happening. And then finally, the big game on that Saturday, Notre Dame at Ohio State. The four-letter network will start showing us promos for this game the first week of July. And I'm sure that's where game day will probably be. Would not shock me. All right, then we move to September the 5th. LSU and FSU in the Dome in New Orleans. Brian Kelly going up against Mike Norvell. Norvell's wanting to make a statement the first game of the season. We shall see how that works out. Shout out to the folks watching in the chat room, including Kent, Baylor Man, Jay, who comes in every day with an insult for me. I don't know why he just comes to insult me every day. That's not nice, Jay. And then finally on Labor Day, September the 5th, Clemson at Georgia Tech. You'll be watching that game not because it's a good game, but because it's the only game on that night. Week 2 I'm referring to as Redemption Week for a couple of games. Alabama at Texas. Steve Sarkisian still trying to get everyone to believe that Texas is back. Alabama may blow them out. You never know. But that's kind of a redemption week is what I'm calling it. And Tennessee at Pitt. Tennessee fans are upset that Pitt beat them at Tennessee last year. They're going on the road thinking, oh, we're a much better Tennessee team. Much better Tennessee team. We'll see what happens. Also, Kentucky at Florida. South Carolina at Arkansas. First big matchup of the season for South Carolina. And Baylor at BYU. That's going to be interesting. That's week 2. That is redemption week. Let's move on to week 3. I'm calling it legit week. Are you legitimate? There are 3 games here. We're going to find out if you're legitimate. Georgia playing at South Carolina. We know Georgia's going to be great. Going to be great. But is South Carolina going to be able to put the pieces together and match up with the Bulldogs at home? Week 3 there. We'll find out. Mississippi State at LSU. Can the Pirate go in there and get a win over Kelly in his first season? And Miami at Texas A&M. Miami could go in there and all the stuff we've been hearing from Jimbo Fisher about, oh, we're this and this is the place to play ball. Okay. Miami comes in there with Cristobal in week 3 and slaps Texas A&M around. That's not going to be good. All right. Then we go to week 4, which I'm calling the start of Jimbo Fisher crying week. Arkansas will play at Texas A&M at AT&T Stadium. Florida's at Tennessee, and Notre Dame plays at North Carolina. Now, North Carolina looking to bounce a little forward after having a subpar season last year. Mack Brown needs this win to keep the program moving up. They had a great recruiting class, but Notre Dame coming in with their first-year head coach could be interesting, to say the least. That game is at UNC. October the 1st, week 5 is moving week. You got Bama at Arkansas, Texas A&M at Mississippi State, Oklahoma State at Baylor, which should be a big matchup there in the Big 12, and NC State at Clemson. Why did I put that there? Because I think that game is probably going to decide the Atlantic. Week 6 is October the 8th. This is the week that Bama can finish off Jimbo Fisher. Now, the Texas A&M schedule is tough. You've got Miami at home. Then you go on the road, a neutral site to AT&T Stadium. Then you follow that up, going to Mississippi State. Then you got to go to Alabama. That's why it's kind of funny to me when people talk about, Texas A&M's going to get it done. Yeah. Go through that schedule there, that 4-week stretch, Miami at A&M, on the neutral site that match up with Arkansas. Then you go to Mississippi State where Jimbo Fisher's 1-1 against the Pirate. Both of those games really competitive. And then October the 8th, you go on the road to Alabama. That's why when people are like, oh, Texas A&M is going to be a top 10 team, we don't know who their quarterback's going to be. So there's that. All right, week 7, I'm calling it Balloons Fly Away Week. Baylor at West Virginia, that's your Thursday night game, which could be really interesting. Then you've got Alabama at Tennessee. And I think this is where Tennessee will have, if they get that win over Pittsburgh, they're going to be floating really high there. And then it all comes crashing down when the Crimson Tide come into Knoxville. and the balloons will fly away. Penn State at Michigan is the other matchup that I like. We'll see if James Franklin can pull off the what may end up being the upset, going on the road and winning at the Big House. Number eight, week eight is gut check week. And basically, we'll find out if your team has got stones or not in these games. Ole Miss at LSU. Lane Kiffin trying to see what he can do against Brian Kelly. Iowa at Ohio State. Iowa's always one of those teams that starts out pretty good, and then will they falter or not? Can they go in and pick up that road win at Ohio State? Jay says the Big Ten is losing relevance daily. You might be right. Final game there, Texas at Oklahoma State. Let's go out to the phones, 803-978-1832. We'll take a quick call here, and then we'll go back into it. And welcome into the rundown. Good afternoon.
Hey, it's Big Barney Ross. I just wanted to throw this out here so people could understand now.
Sure.
This is what's going to happen. Arkansas is going to play the role of Chris Rock, and Jimbo Fisher is going to play the role of Will Smith. And that's pretty much how that's going to happen.
So he's going to just hold on. He's going to pop him in the mouth, and then it's not really going to hurt. I mean, because first of all, with all that, if you give me an opportunity to go and slap somebody, and I'm as big as Will Smith is, I'm going to knock your teeth out. Will Smith hits like a person that is weakened from not eating. We'll go with that.
Yeah, that's pretty much what's going to happen with Texas A&M and Arkansas, I believe. But I want to ask you this question, get off here and listen to your response. Sir, do you think there will be a G.I. Jane 2 movie come out? Big Barney Ross, I'm out.
If there is a G.I. Jane 2 movie coming out, I can tell you I don't think it'll be Jada Pinkett Smith. It'll probably be, I don't know who it will be. I don't even want to go there for that. All right, so Big Barney Ross with a good analogy there. Texas A&M may come out and...
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Hit like Will Smith, which may not be very, may not do him very well. Anyway, the final game in gut check week is Texas at Oklahoma State. You know the mullet wants to win that game. Week 9, October the 29th. There were a lot of interesting games in this week, but I'm calling this no doubt week 1. You'll see why in a second. Ole Miss at Texas A&M. Lane Kiffin going into Texas A&M. We'll see how that works out for them. Michigan State at Michigan. The battle for Michigan, basically. Pitt at North Carolina could decide the Coastal, but the big matchup, of course, is Florida and Georgia. This will be the, quote, no doubt week. We'll have that from one of our callers, I'm sure, that that's going to happen. I've got Alabama and Texas. Yeah, I've got that in my set here. That's in week 2, buddy. Yeah, I'm going into we're in week 9 now. But I'm calling that no doubt week 1. Then we have, as we go out to the phones, 803-978-1832. Let's take this call. Welcome into the rundown. Good afternoon.
Now for today's exercise and futility. Rob,
are you sick?
I think you're touching.
Are you sick?
No, I'm not sick.
You sound sick.
Listen to me, meathead. All right. You're touching on schedules. Did you mention that Clemson is playing Georgia Tech when no one else is playing?
Yeah, I did. If you were paying attention, you would have heard that.
Okay, well, I got to hand it to Clemson for figuring out how to finally put eyeballs on their team there. And I'm hard on Clemson, but actually, when you look at this schedule, you know what I like about their schedule? People won't give them credit for this.
Okay.
Not a dang thing. It's so watered down. Rob, you ought to be embarrassed as a Clemson. There's no Valdosta High plays a tougher schedule than you do this year. I looked at your schedule a while ago, and I thank God above that I'm a fan of an SEC team. I really do.
Well, first of all, let me congratulate you on something. I mean, you finished early, which is something that I'm sure that happens to you a lot. Because if you would have waited around till the end of what I was talking about with the schedule, I was going to rail Clemson for their schedule. But hey, you finished, and I don't know what you're doing after this. Going to get a sandwich? I have no clue. We'll find out. But if you stick around long enough, you'll know exactly where I'm going with that. But let's just say that I agree with you. How's that sound?
Yeah, actually, a cigarette is in order right about now.
A cigarette is in order. You need to stop smoking, sir. We care about you. Don't put that in your lungs. Better yet, don't be one of those people that's running around smoking a flash drive. You seen those people? They've got a flash drive there, inhaling them upon that. What the hell is that?
They're probably Clemson fans, and they just want to be put out of their misery as early as possible.
Well, if that's the case, they'd smoke Camel non-filters and belay the get rid of the flash drive they're smoking.
Yeah. I do want to ask you this. What would you consider your biggest the biggest game Clemson played last year?
The Georgia game.
Okay. What would you consider the biggest game on this year's schedule?
Well, once again, you're ruining my schedule for the show here, but it's the Notre Dame game.
Yeah. You see any common theme going on there, Rob?
What's that?
Well, you got to go out of conference to get any big games.
Yeah, and once again, you're early again, sir. Pop off and leave. That's what I'm going to start calling you now. I was going into that as soon as I finished up the rest of the schedule week by week. But you're right.
Yeah, I hate to keep ruining your themes. I'm going to do it one more time, Rob. 43-18, sir.
I don't know how that ruins a theme, but have a good day. Begging Megan trying to ruin the show. Thanks, Begging Megan. We appreciate that. All right, so we go from that back into the flaws will be shown week. Yes, this is the week where this is November the 5th. November the 5th, after we get done with Halloween. Yeah, all kind of stuff happening then. Now, a lot of we'll kind of know who's got going where as far as your conference championships and stuff like that. I mean, you'll have a definitive idea. We'll also know who's injured and who's this and who's that. We'll have all of that in the mix. But teams that will play this week, they could have an inflated record simply because their schedule hasn't really been quite that tough. The big name on there actually are two. Clemson at Notre Dame and Tennessee at Georgia. But the Clemson at Notre Dame game, they could go in there, and Notre Dame could be a two-loss team by then, having fallen to North Carolina and Ohio State, those two games on the road. But the flaws will be shown by someone. We shall see on that one. You also have Alabama at LSU that week. That's just one of the bigger games every single season. And this game, I watch pretty much every year. I added it to the list because I like to watch some of Boise State's games. The blue turf does something to me. It, like, hypnotizes me. It really does. But the big thing with that is that this game with BYU, they'll be playing at Boise State on the Smurf turf. I think that's going to be one of the more interesting games involving a West Coast team. All right, when we come back, we'll have the rest of the schedule week by week of games that I am putting over as my circle games for the season. So we'll get into that when we come back. Hey, don't forget Mazda of Columbia, mazdaofcolumbia.com. Greg Hood, what's good under the hood? Check out that podcast wherever you get your favorite podcast. And, if you want to buy a car, go to mazdaofcolumbia.com. We're going to do a podcast tomorrow, which will drop on Friday. We're going to talk about everything from electric cars and why they may be good and why they may be bad and all kind of stuff. Full archive of shows, including a blistering of Dave Ramsey by Greg Hood. Go and check that out, mazdaofcolumbia.com. Look for that on your favorite podcast feed, also on YouTube. Go and check that out. All right, more of the rundown when we come back. This is Fox Sports Radio 1400. That is the number to dial if you'd like to join us here on the Rundown on Fox Sports Radio 1400. Of course, around the world on the iHeartRadio app. We're going week by week here for college football on games that I think are going to be the most interesting games. Not the games the four-letter network's going to shove down your throat and expect you to care about. They'll try to get you to think that, I don't know, Rutgers at Ohio State is going to be matchup for the ages. Not buying all that either. Anyway, we finished with Flaws Will Be Shown week before we went to break. Alabama at LSU, Clemson at Notre Dame, Tennessee at UGA, and BYU at Boise State. Now we go to no doubt week number two, Alabama at Ole Miss. As Lane Kiffin would say, get your popcorn ready. Then you've also got TCU at Texas. Now you may be asking, why would I have this game on the schedule here? Simply because in the past 10 games, Texas has been getting popped by TCU. They've won 7 out of the last 10 against the Longhorns. And you know what? They're leaving to join the SEC. TCU may be the reason why. Oh, we don't have to play them anymore? Sounds great. Let's have that. We don't need those people running around in purple talking about horned frogs slapping us around in our own state. We'd rather deal with Texas A&M. They've been our little brother before. We'll be happy to get back into that mix. Then you've got Wisconsin at Iowa, which will have some movement there in the Big Ten. And then finally, South Carolina playing at Florida. I think this game is big for the Gamecocks. If they can get a jump on Florida and kind of after they beat them last season, could be a big game there in the Shane Beamer era. Also, yeah, that's the final one in no doubt week number two. Then we go to week 12, which I'm calling Bloody Blue Week. Bloody Black and Blue Week, because I think there's going to be some beatings in some of these games. Georgia will play at Kentucky. The Kentucky fans will get their dose, their yearly dose of basically shut up. That's what it's going to boil down to. Miami will play at Clemson in what some people may think be a physical game with the new coach coming in. We'll see for Miami. Oklahoma State at Oklahoma. And Tennessee on the road at South Carolina. There you go. I think that's called Black and Blue Bloody Week. And finally, week 13 is Rivalry Week. You could talk about any of the rivalries that are out there. I could list all of them, but they're all really good games. You could have a 4-7 team playing a 9-2 team, and it'll still be fun. Alabama, Auburn, Louisville at Kentucky, Georgia Tech, Georgia, Clemson, South Carolina, also LSU at Texas A&M. All of those are some interesting games for Rivalry Week. So I'm going to add this schedule to the bookcase of accountability as one of my first things for the upcoming season, because here's the best part with this. All of the stuff that I talked about, I'm making this stuff, I wrote this stuff on March 29th. There are lots of things that could change. You could have Georgia going into Kentucky and Kentucky being a 4-win team. It's not that far-fetched. You could have, you know, a list of other things. You never know who's going to go where in the middle of the season. You never know what team is going to be the Michigan State of the season, where they go out and win. They started, what, 9-0, something like that? We don't know. In reality, we really don't know. So, but as of March the 29th, this is what I think are going to be the most interesting games of the season as you go week by week. Now, I got this set up basically where, you know, if you're going to want all these games if they're on at the same time. It'd be like one of my friends that has the big TV and the small TVs and all that set up. You're going to need some of that.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
803-978-1832. Some comments from the chat room. B-Bean says, Florida enough, FSU. Yeah, I mean, that's a great rivalry. There's that, too. Yeah, you can pick whatever one you want. 803-978-1832. Big Barney Ross says, Kentucky will make a bowl game. B-Bean says, which team are you the most curious about? Well, I can give you that. We'll do that before we go to break. In the ACC, it's Miami. What's Mario Cristobal going to do in his first season? Because they're expecting him to come in and knock some people out. We shall see. That's my ACC team. The SEC team, I mean, I think it's pretty simple. It's to the teams in the West. What are LSU and Auburn going to do? Because let's be honest, the people at Auburn, not so long ago, wanted to fire Brian Harsin, and he's going to be out there every week. It would be interesting if they went 11-1, something like that, and he just gave them the old one-finger salute from Stone Cold Steve Austin and then left that program and went somewhere else. That could happen in a dream world. You talk about Auburn fans being angry? Woof. Also, what Brian Kelly's going to do in his first season at LSU. I think those are the two teams that intrigue me there. If we go to the Big 12, what's Oklahoma going to do? They got a completely different philosophy now. It used to be, you know, offense and quarterbacks and everything else. Now Brent Venables comes in there as a defensive guy. Are they going to be a grinded out, run the ball Big 12 team? I don't know. We'll have to see. I don't know if they're going to have the big-time offense they had there when Lincoln Riley was there. Which, by the way, he built on transfer quarterbacks. We can go down the list of that. Jimmy goes, who's next year's Wake Forest? You're talking about a team that wins the division? Man, I don't know. It could be NC State in the ACC. I know some caller yesterday was upset with me for saying that. They return a senior quarterback for the offensive line starters. They may be pretty good. They may be pretty good. We shall see how that works out. All right, taking your calls at 803-978-1832. I mentioned this to Beg and Megan. We're going to talk about it when we come back. Just a simple look at the Clemson schedule makes you go, really? That's why people say, well, Clemson could lose. There are people that are in the chat room that will tell you they believe Clemson's going to lose four games this season. I believe those are people who have not looked at the Clemson schedule. I believe that. 803-978-1832. We'll go over that when we come back. We can also talk about the NFL's overtime rules. That's going to be interesting, where teams will get a possession. All of that we'll have for you here on The Rundown. Right here on Fox Sports Radio 1400, of course, around the world on the iHeartRadio app. Make sure that you get a check out the blog page. It's at foxsportsradio1400.com. New stuff up there pretty much all the time. News, all kinds of silly things. We'll have all of that for you up there on the blog page at foxsportsradio1400.com. Let's go out to the phones. Welcome into The Rundown. Good afternoon.
Hey, Rob. I see that Clemson has added Georgia to their start of their schedule in 2024.
Right. That, yeah, we'll get into that where they're doing better, but I'm talking about this season. I'm going to break it all down when we come back from the break. But I think that teams are going to have to – you're going to have to do more. I mean, I really believe that when it comes to certain things. So we'll get into that.
Yeah, but I don't even think they should even play Georgia.
Why is that? It's closer to Athens to Clemson than it is to Columbia for South
Carolina. I would rather for them to play Southern Cal.
Why?
Michigan.
Why?
Because you're not going to beat Georgia out for the kids that Georgia wants.
That's not.
So
that's
why
not necessary.
Go beat your head against that tree?
I respectfully disagree with you, sir. Georgia wanted Deshaun Watson. Georgia wanted Trevor Lawrence. Clemson ended up getting those guys. Georgia wanted Barrett Carter, the young linebacker from DeKalb. I think it's from DeKalb County. Yeah, I mean Clemson gets right in the mix with Georgia on that stuff.
Yeah, but Georgia wins way more of those battles.
Well, why not expand your brand? Well, I mean, Clemson already gets kids from Southern California. They got Uiagalelei. They got the wide receiver. What was it? I can't remember his name, but they got the kid that played with him. I mean, they get their brand out anyway.
Yeah, but I think it would just be better for the fans themselves to see Southern Cal's coming to Clemson. Michigan's coming to Clemson.
Yeah, but you have to go out
to
Southern Cal.
Ohio State's going to come to Clemson.
Who the hell wants to go to Southern Cal for a game?
Clemson fans travel.
I agree with you on that, but in reality, do you want – how many Clemson fans are going to travel to Southern Cal for a November?
But that's up to Southern Cal to get those fans in their door for them to be up. If
sure.
Clemson and Southern Cal are both up, they're going to get fans to come out for that game. But the Georgia-Clemson game does nothing for me. It's like playing South Carolina. It does nothing for me.
I completely disagree with you, sir. But I mean,
we can
be friends. But yes, it does. It helps on the recruiting front.
It would help if they played LSU. It would help if they played Texas. Texas A&M.
They've got LSU on the schedule. They've had Texas A&M on the schedule.
So why bring back Georgia?
Once again, I give you the same thing that I've said before. It's closer to Athens from Clemson than it is to Columbia. Just makes the most sense. Have yourself a team that is generally really, really good from the SEC and have them on your schedule. I mean, I think that bolsters your schedule every season.
I just think that they're just missing a big opportunity to have, you know, and that's the kickoff game. It's not like it's going to be at Clemson or Georgia. I mean, they could have played Oregon. They could have played, they could have played a lot of different schools for that kickoff game.
I think you'll gather more interest nationally if Clemson plays Georgia every year over Clemson playing Southern Cal, which may give you a one shot in the arm, but I just think it's better for Clemson to play Georgia.
Yeah, but I just think if it's a big game you want, have a different big game every year.
Fair enough.
All right, thanks, man.
Appreciate it. Welcome into the Rundown. Good afternoon.
Hey, I wanted to tell you about there's so much to discuss in the SEC West.
Right.
From Alabama to LSU and Brian Kelly to Jimbo at Texas A&M to the Lane train. But everybody is overlooking Mississippi State. Granted, they were inconsistent last year, but they had strong wins over NC State, Kentucky, Texas A&M. They lost to Arkansas and LSU by less than 3 points. They returned the nation's best quarterback and their running back. They returned their defensive coordinator. They play 4 of their first 6 games at home. They play all their games at home in November. I'm going to call it now. Mike Leach gets his breakthrough in year 3.
All right, man. Hey, appreciate it. Thank you very much. All right, well, first of all, he said they have the best quarterback in the country. I don't think they have the best quarterback in the division. I mean, you've heard of Bryce Young, right? Anyway. All right, we're going to talk a little more schedule stuff when we come back. This is The Rundown. You're listening to Fox Sports Radio 1400. Welcome back to The Rundown on Fox Sports Radio 1400, around the world on the iHeartRadio app, 803-978-1832. As we went week by week on the games that I think are going to be the circle games for college football. If you missed any of that, check out the podcast. It'll be up about 5 o'clock today. Appreciate the folks downloading the podcast. Awesome of you guys to listen to the show whenever. Very cool. All right. Now, I don't want to, this is going to irritate some fans, but I should have looked at this beforehand. But the Clemson schedule is terrible this season. Absolutely terrible. What I mean by that is that when you look at this schedule, there is no way that you're going to tell me, as of right now, now the schedule may be different. Maybe you'll get a Michigan State team type in there. I don't know. But as of right now, when you look at this Clemson schedule, it is terrible. Tech on the road to start the season. Does anybody think Georgia Tech is, I mean, their coach is on the hot smoking seat. They're going to kick him out of that Tech football facility so quick he may forget his Waffle House cup. Then it gets weird after that. Furman, in-state school, La Tech at home, then a road game at Wake. followed by home game for NC State at Boston College and FSU. Then you're home against Syracuse. Then you get a bye week. You get a bye week to prepare for that Notre Dame game. Trust me, Dabo Swinney looks at this and thinks, he's going to tell you, all right, winning is hard, and I get that. Got to lace them up and go every week. But you get a week to prepare for that Notre Dame matchup, followed by the end of the season after, I think it's what, November the 5th? Clemson doesn't leave Death Valley. Louisville, Miami, and South Carolina at home to end the season. Really? What a craziness that boils down to. That's why I look at the Clemson schedule, and people talk about, oh, the Clemson could lose this, they could lose that. The defense is going to be stout regardless. There's just too much talent there. Offense, there may be some questions. I don't know. Especially on the quarterback front. I don't know who. I mean, we had Uiagalelei last season go out there, and the South Carolina matchup, he threw for less than 100 yards. So there's that. I just don't think the schedule is going to be that insane. Now, also, I was looking at Texas A&M's schedule, and I'm going to give you the Jimbo Fisher talking points now. These are the things he's going to tell you, and he's going to expect you to care and think that this is, oh my goodness, crazy. They play Miami at home. Then they go Arkansas and Dallas, followed by a trip to Mississippi State, which, by the way, he's 1-1 against the Pirate. Then they go to Alabama and South Carolina before heading to Ole Miss. Yeah. He's going to try to tell you this is the absolute toughest schedule in the history of the planet. That's why we went 8-4 again. I'm going to go ahead and write you the headline now for what Jimbo Fisher is going to tell you. 803-978-1832, 803-978-1832. That is the number to dial if you want to join us here on The Rundown. Kirby's Visor says, didn't Clemson struggle win against Georgia Tech last year? Okay. Show Mimo says, Kentucky lost a corner, or was it a safety for the year in spring practice? Yeah, Kentucky's dealing with some injuries. Big Bunny Ross says he's typing with his middle finger, Louisville. Wonder why. Imagine that. Jay wants to know if there'll be a public funeral for Clemson during the playoffs bye week. Stop it. Stop it. And Big Bunny Ross says Kentucky lost several secondary season ending for the year. Yeah. Anyway. I enjoyed going through this. And by the way, this is going to go on the bookcase of accountability. We will visit this every week to see if these matchups are the ones that people care about. Not what ESPN's going to try to get you to care about. No, no, no. What we think is going to be the quote-unquote fun matchups for the upcoming week. Week by week. All right. 803-978-0832, 803-978-0832. If you'd like to join us here on The Rundown this afternoon, we'll take your calls on that and whatever else you want to throw that way. But I think those are going to be the most interesting matchups there. And, yeah, as we roll along here, we can talk about the NFL changing their playoff method, which is kind of interesting. All kinds of good stuff today for you here on The Rundown. Don't forget my buddy Lawton Swan of Clemson Sports Talk. He is up next. After we come back from the break, he'll be up the segment after that as he can help you out with all of your Clemson information and a lot more. Of course, check out his show every day from 4 to 6. More of The Rundown when we come back. This is Fox Sports Radio 1400. Welcome back to The Rundown on Fox Sports Radio 1400 around the world on the iHeartRadio app. My name is Rob Sanders. Thanks for joining us today. As we roll along here, getting ourselves set up for spring games, spring practice is underway. Some teams have already finished up. I mentioned, what was it, yesterday? I think Mizzou's already done their spring game. I have a sneaking suspicion that JT Daniels is going to end up there. Just to, yeah, why not? We'll have to see how that works out. I think he could improve them. Right now, I don't really think they know who their quarterback is, but I think he could improve them a little bit. We'll have to see how that goes. But spring game coming up for South Carolina is, April the 16th, under the lights at Williams-Brice Stadium. Come out in the middle of the night and watch South Carolina play, or the early evening, sorry about that. Watch South Carolina play each other. Gamecocks are guaranteed a win. I know that's an old joke, but it's still funny. Gamecocks are guaranteed to win. 803-978-1832. 803-978-1832. That was something that I wrote down. Are more people going to go to the spring game since it's at night? Just a thought. 803-978-1832. 803-978-1832. That is the number to dial if you'd like to join us here on The Rundown, right here on Fox Sports Radio 1400. Of course, around the world on the iHeartRadio app. Papa B says, South Carolina spring game will have more fans than baseball had all year combined. I mean, well, they can put 80,000 fans in the stadium. I don't think they're going to have 80,000 fans there. I think 40,000 might show up. Come out and see Spencer Rattler. I don't know. By the way, the Gamecock baseball team, you should slow down on that a little bit. They took, what, 2 of 3 from Vanderbilt, 2 of 3 from Texas. Just saying. It's not like they're a complete gong show. Yeah, there's some things they've got to work on. I agree with you on that. 803-978-1832, 803-978-1832. That is the number to dial if you'd like to join us here on The Rundown. On Fox Sports Radio 1400, if you want to talk about the scheduling stuff that we went over earlier, a caller was disagreeing with me about Clemson playing Georgia. I think that needs to happen every season. I just my opinion, though. Why not? Why not schedule Georgia? Clemson hasn't had the best record against them, but definitely kind of when you look at it from this perspective, it's definitely a regional rivalry. It should happen. By the way, Clemson will play tonight against Winthrop. First pitch is at 6 o'clock. Also, this is, of course, on the baseball front. You've also got, in the SEC, South Carolina playing Presbyterian. That game is at Founders Park. First pitch for that game is at 7 o'clock. So, yeah, some interesting baseball matchups tonight. By the way, Texas A&M and Texas. Those two teams will be basically in the same conference here, but a baseball matchup this tonight with A&M going on the road to 8th-ranked Texas. 803-978-0183-2, 803-978-1832. Big Barney Ross says Kentucky's baseball team needs a rainout. Yeah. 803-978-1832. Jay with a good, interesting comment. Clemson plays UGA 7 times in the next 11 years. Trust me, they'll blame Alliance and cancel most of those games. Well, you know what? I hope that doesn't happen, Jay. I think that Clemson, Georgia should be on the matchup, on the schedule every season. Every season. It just makes the most sense. Teams are close to each other. I also think South Carolina should play North Carolina. Why not establish some new rivalries? What's wrong with that? What's wrong with having, and you look at Clemson's schedule this year, and we talked about it. You don't think the Clemson schedule would be much better if they took off, who was it? I agree with playing the in-state school with Furman, but why in the world are you paying Louisiana Tech to come to Death Valley to get their teeth kicked in? Why not schedule a home-and-home with Georgia? Now, understand, both schools have to be with it. I'm not talking about doing a neutral site matchup. That is stupid. College football is built on having games on campus. Okay? That's what's important. Having your games on campus. Schedule one game at Clemson or one game at Georgia. And then the next year, go back and forth. It just makes the most sense. That's something that should happen every year. But if you take Louisiana Tech off of that schedule and put on Georgia, it makes your schedule better. Jay says, Kirby says anybody, anytime, anywhere. But in reality, I think that they're getting to that point. But there's games on pretty much everyone's schedule that you look at and you're like, huh? Why is this team playing that team? They're not helping an in-state team. Why do we have these games? Does anybody really care? The SEC does an interesting job with the, It's silly. What is it, the week before Rivalry Week, where you have a slew of games that are non-conference games that are terrible, that no one wants to watch. They're just sad. Get rid of all that. All of it. And I hope that what Jay says, where they blame the Alliance and cancel most of those games, I think that's stupid. That shouldn't happen. Period. Should not happen. All right, later on this week, we'll talk some NFL draft. We'll also get into looking at the Final Four this week. And ladies and gentlemen, we're going to have some WrestleMania talk because I like WrestleMania. Some of y'all are going to be like, I don't like it. Yeah, shut up. You like it. The numbers show people like WrestleMania. So we'll get into that. Not crazy overboard with it, but we'll talk some WrestleMania. Jay says, Rob, do yourself a favor and look at UGA out-of-conference games through 2033. I said Georgia's getting better with it, sir. I think a lot of teams are getting better with it. Alabama's going on the road to Ohio State. I think a lot of people are seeing that fans, and then the way the playoff may change in 2025, well, you got to have a beefed-up schedule to get in there. I think there's a lot of teams that are going to be beefing up their schedules a good bit. But hey, playing Louisiana Tech on any schedule is silly. If you're a Power 5 team, it's just silly. Schedule a Power 5 opponent. Make it work. All right, tomorrow we'll have more for you. I'm glad some folks agree with me on that. Look, I know that Georgia's got the better of Clemson, but you know, what's the old theory? Iron sharpens iron. Get yourself better. All right. They only give me 1 hour. As my buddy Lawton Swan says, you should be checking out his show, Clemson Sports Talk.
Stop looking at me, Swan.
Follow him on Twitter at Clemson Sports. I'm on Twitter at Rob Sounds Good. We'll see you tomorrow.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woo-hooer, a hand clapper, a high-fiver? I kind of like the high-five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino-style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses, so don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18+.